Blog Talk Radio.
She never slows down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone, feels like it's all coming down. She won't turn around.
Man, it was raining like crazy out here earlier today in the DMV. We want to thank our sponsor, StrictlyBump1.com, Diverse Media Group, LLC, Digital Fantasy Media, along with Diverse Media Group, LLC. Today's show, we're talking about child support. Basically, child support is something that affects America today. We have a lot of people that are basically going through situations where child support is basically not being received. Or basically, individual is caught up in the system, and the money accumulates. And then you have people that are receiving child support, and they actually abuse it, you know. And are men targeted, African-American men in general, when it comes to child support? Let us know. Call in at 478-267-7722. Also, log on and check out the site, www.streetqueensmovement.name.com, and email us at streetqueensmovement@gmail.com. Definitely, we're going to be talking about that. And on the second half, we'll be talking about MJ, what's going on with the love child. And also, Lil Wayne dissing MJ before he died. Let's speak on it. Call in at 347-826-7722. We're going to go ahead and we're going to go to the phone lines and talk about this whole child support business. Caller, block caller, you're live in the building with Street Queens, the movement. We're talking about the child support, baby. How do you feel about the issue?
Let's see how I feel about child support.
First and foremost, we got to say greetings to you, King Renacy. You know, y'all know Renacy. He always joins us on the show. You know, definitely, you know, giving us his 1-2. You know, dropping some good jewels.
Greetings,
talk to us, baby
back
man.
To you. Greetings back to you. Yeah, you know.
Let us know how you feel about it, bro.
Let me think about that. Do I think? You know, I'll sort of touch the second half of your question first. I do believe certain people are targeted, you know, in particular black people. I do believe black men are targeted, man. You know what I'm saying? It's by design in this country. Black men are targets of a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? First, to go back to the first part of your question, how do I feel about child support? I mean, I don't know, and I think.
Well, you okay? As you're not having a child, though, right? You don't have a child, right? So, but you have, you know, experience. You know, maybe some of your homeboys or gentlemen or brothers that you deal with that might have had a situation where they had a young lady, you know, maybe, you know, they separated, but they have a child together. And basically, you know, he might be doing what he can do as a father, but the young lady might be vindictive, you know, and take something to get child support. You know, do you have situations where a woman is basically mad at the man that she decides she wants to, you know, attack him by putting him on child support? Or you got situations where, a man is just basically deciding he doesn't want to pay the child support. He's like, forget it. I'm not paying no child support. Or he decides he doesn't want to work because he doesn't want to pay it and he doesn't want to file taxes and he could care less, even though this is his child. Is this right or wrong? You know, and do you feel like sometimes men are being targeted when they walk into court?
Like I said, nonetheless, men are being targeted, but I mean, personally, I don't feel that. I just don't. I don't know. I don't feel that a system or anything needs to be in place. And I feel like, you know, fathers who are not taking care of their children, man, should just be ashamed, man. You know what I'm saying? They should be ashamed, personally. You know what I mean? To not make any contributions to their child or I don't know, man. I guess child support is in place for several reasons. You know what I'm saying? But I couldn't fathom it personally if I had a child. That's all I could say. I couldn't fathom just not being there for my child and the whole get down. I don't understand that right there.
So do you basically feel that, you know, as a man, do you feel like really the system, do you feel like the system itself is messed up? Do you feel like, you know, that really should the system actually be implemented if two grown adults can be responsible enough to take care of their child, you know, or you know, should the system be eradicated or does it need to be fixed, you know, or do basically people that don't do their fatherly duties or their parental duties in general, you know, should it be allowed for them, you know, okay for them to just basically escape their responsibilities?
I mean, being a guy who and a friend and brother of some cats, some very loyal cats who are loyal to their children, you know what I'm saying? That it's actually amazing when I even hear topics like this because I have several friends, you know what I'm saying? And I actually think they even do more than the mothers do for their child. I mean, but that's how hard in the paint they go, you know what I'm saying, for their children. So, which I think that's natural. Both parents should go hard in the paint. It even should, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just doing that. I'm making that comparison, you know what I'm saying? And I know that's that number is very small, you know what I'm saying? Because women, unfortunately, it's an unfortunate situation that a lot of women hold down the full responsibility, and sometimes the men are not doing their part, man, and they go get the overseer, or they go get master to help that man.
That definitely. so I mean, you know, we got, you know, we on that note, we're gonna bring in another caller. Caller from 202, the DMV live in the building. There sounds like and I feel a sense of that folks on the line. Greetings, folks. How you doing, man?
I'm good. For those that don't know, shame on you. It is your neighborhood spokes, aka Mr. Exit 9, Sound Off Radio, DC. We in this bitch, but check this out, right? I tend to agree with the guy, you know what I mean, on a lot of what he's been saying, but the thing about it is this. And, you know, me and my daughter mother, we had this conversation, you know what I mean? We don't discuss the whole child support thing. We've never actually said, you know, are we going to do it? Are we not going to do it? Because at the end of the day, the system is designed to not necessarily take into account the circumstances of your situation. Okay, now, let's say you got a certain amount of income or whatever the case may be. They may just say to you straight up, just pay that. You know what I'm saying? They don't even know that, you know what I'm saying, you give when you can because of whatever circumstance. You know what I mean? Because while you have a child, you also have family members, close friends, and they need you too. You know what I mean? So I think that at the end of the day, it's all about, you know what I'm saying, who you impregnate, the person. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not even necessarily talking about, you know, wanting to be there for your kid, because should be told, the things that you might want to do for your child, you might not be financially flexible enough to do them, but at the same time, you do what the most important thing is, which is spending time with your child. A lot of people make the mistake when they have children of thinking that if they don't do financially, they're a bad father. Bull hockey. That is not true. You understand what I'm saying? My daughter mother, she doesn't call me and ask me for money. She knows that, you know, when I have it to give to her, I do that. I spend time with my daughter all the time. My daughter knows who her father is, and that's the most important thing. I don't need help. You understand what I'm saying? I don't need someone to tell me when to do for my child and how often to do for my child. I do what I can when I can, and it's a situation that works for us, because the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it's nobody's responsibility to assist you in taking care of your child, telling you when to take care of your child. The only person who is responsible for that situation all the way across the board is you and her mother. Her parents or your parents don't even have to do anything. They can choose to do something, but they don't have to. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all are responsible for the kid. Nobody else. The system is included in the group of people who are not responsible for your child. So, I don't need no help. Don't come calling me. There it is.
I mean, that's definitely a true statement, but not everybody is like you, spokes, on that situation. So we're going to bring in caller from the 917 NYC in the building. I know this is one of my queens. Peace, queen.
Peace.
Peace, Emma.
Yep. Peace. What's going on?
What's going on, man? We talking about...
Peace in the building,
huh? Yada-da. Peace, king.
How you doing? Peace. Peace.
You already know. I'm here. I'm ready.
We sitting here talking with Renacy and Spokes, talking about this whole child support system. You know, with Spokes' situation, he was saying basically, you know, he doesn't need the system because he actually spends time, takes his child, does what he has to do as a father, that, you know, even though the finances aren't all like sometimes it should be, but he does what he has to do as a father that a father should be. I wish all situations was like that, but not all men are men. Some of them are boys. And sometimes you can't teach a man to be a man if he's not. So that would be lovely if everybody was like you, spokes. Mm-hmm. But it's not always like that. So speak on it, Emma. Tell us how you feel about this whole child support system, you know.
I wish there were more men like him, definitely. I mean, you know, and when I use the word men, I mean, I definitely mean man, you know. But, you know, life doesn't, unfortunately, a lot of us, you know, it doesn't work out that way. Right now, I'm in New York. I was in between actually an interview with a good author friend of mine. She's actually on the line, Lush. You know, she'll be talking a little soon. Her name is Julie Ojeda Ning. She wrote a book called Friends to the End. You know, that's going to be another topic for us, but I just want to let you know that she's on the line with us. You know, to me, it's different. I have children. I'm raising children that are not biologically mine. Mm-hmm. So I don't receive any help from any other biological fathers of the children that I'm raising. You know, there's two of them that are, there's one of them that's in, you know, that's around and knows that the child is, you know, around, but doesn't do anything. You know, he rocks $200, you know, sneakers and pants and whatever, and doesn't worry about, you know, if his child is eating or not. Now what I'm saying is I didn't go to bed with any of these biological dads, so we don't have a relationship where, you know, we used to love each other and now we don't love each other, whatever. So it should be about the child, because I'm here stepping in, doing something that I don't really have to do, but I do it because I'm thinking about the best interest of a child, of, you know, someone else's child. And I took it in as my responsibility. So how dare these men, and I'm calling them out, how dare they not step up and take care of theirs? And when I can step up and they're not biologically mine, you know, and it's just like that. And it's shame on them, and it hurts the children at the end of the day. It hurts the kids because you grow up wondering, like, wow, like, did I do something wrong? Why is he not coming around? He or she, because I'm going to call out, there's baby mothers out there, too, that are just as wicked, you know? You know, how can you bring children to this? I mean, you made the decision to bring these children to life and bring them to this world, and then you just turn around and abandon them, like, well, let somebody else raise them. So, you know, just shame on them, and it's just a mess, but that's the life and the world that we live in right now, Queen.
You know what I'm saying? That's definitely, you know what I'm saying, some real stuff right there. You know, what you said, man, because it's like, at the end of the day, the people that are not doing what they're supposed to do, men or female, you're hurting the child at the end of the day. We're going to bring in this caller from 646 NYC. Is definitely live in the building, Street Queens, the movement. Hi, Queen. How you doing today?
Hi, Queen. How you doing? My name is Julie. Emma just spoke about me, so I just want to talk about what I know, and what I know is my experience with my father. He never did nothing for me, and it does create an angry child. So I do want to get on the brothers that's doing the right thing. You know, hooray for you. Do it. You know, keep doing it. Keep taking care of yours. But as far as the brothers that are not doing it, it turns a woman into being angry. So now if they can't get you in any other way, they're going to get you in your pocket where it hurts. So I think that it turns into a revengeful thing. And I think that, you know, the woman gave birth to your child, so they have to find a way to hurt them, you know, hurt their mate, their ex-mate, and they use the children also to do that. My mother didn't. She kept it moving. She took care of us. We lived in the projects. You know, she worked two jobs. She was strong, and she kept me, you know, to be who I needed to be now and, you know, later on in time. But back to the kids, they feel out of love. They're missing holidays. They're missing, you know, things that other children have, that they looking around and seeing, you know, other people rocking their sneakers and doing this, and there's only one parent in the house. And sometimes that creates for the children to turn around and lead them to the streets because they want this money. And that's what's happening. You know, they want this money. They want these nice cars. They don't have the strong father figure there, not only supporting them, but not even there mentally. And I'm not going to just get on the money game, but I'm just talking about, you know, just picking up the phone, come see them. You know, why would you have to step to the judgment to decide your life, how much money you going to pick, you know, how much money you going to rather put out your pocket or rather when you want to see your child? That should be on the first day note, you know, that should be when you go on a date and you letting this woman know if you birth mine, how you going to be told, you know, how is this going to end up if it don't end up right, you know, and that's where the miscommunication led up, because they sleeping with these women that they don't know, they create a child, you know, two people is feeling two different ways, she might have been a slide off, he might, you know, and now she's loving this man because, you know, he's that man that's getting everybody or got money, and now she's going to dig in his pocket. I just feel that's what women do. You know, we out for the revenge. And, you know, my mother, once again, I'll big her up, but she rest in peace. She didn't do it that way. But I still feel that my father's a deadbeat, and I feel he's a deadbeat grandfather too, you know. And this is something that could have been prevented with just communication, not even money. You know, everybody thinks it's about the money, but the money is just the anger and the danger coming out because, you know, okay, now we angry, now we going in. We going for the dangerous part. We going for his pockets. We don't care. He ain't going to rock with other girls if he not taking care of his child. So, you know, it's also the state of mind that, you know, females are in. But what I want to end this with is that I hope that everybody just puts love first and love your child. The money can always come later on, and you can explain that situation if you don't got it. But if you have it and your child's walking around looking nasty, don't always blame the mother. But, you know, that's just my thing, because mother can't just do it all at times. I mean, us as women, we turn into so many different titles. We get a wife, we get a baby mama, we get a working mother, we get a housewife, we get a woman that's, you know, women turn into all different kind of titles. And with this child, we get left with the child. You know, you can count the fathers that have custody of their children. And I do praise them, you know, the ones that do have custody, but there's a lot of women that's left with this child. And, you know, like I said, and I'll keep repeating that, you get angry. You can't go out no more. Your body figure is changing. You done got these stretch marks. You was looking cute. Now you all down and out. And he's just rocking the next chick. You know what I'm saying? So what is that going to cause a woman to do? They got to get you back somehow, some way. And sometimes a man needs to reverse that and feel that pain. Why is she doing this to me? Only because in reality, you're doing it to yourself. So, you know, that's what I got to say about, you know, that's what I got to say about my situation. My father was owning brownstones, was living in Brooklyn, and we were stuck in the projects.
See, that's the situation.
That's what I didn't want. And you know, I mean, not to even cut you off, but that's what turned my situation into getting married so young, because I wanted my kids to always have a father. And, you know, I kept that so tight because I did what I never had, which, you know, I never had a father on a holiday, not even a phone call. I never had a check coming every month, and I would see my sister go with her father, and it grew pain. So my pain was like, when I got mine, they going to know their father. You know, I'm going to do whatever it takes to make it work. So, I've been married 21 years, and, you know, I came from the projects, and now I'm a homeowner, and, you know, I'm self-published, and I'm working at the nursing home for 10 years. You know, now I'm doing my thing. I got my kids. My son is 20 years old, going to be 20 years old. My daughter is 17, and, you know, I'm just talking. What I'm preaching is what I'm really, it's just real talk. It's not no, you know, sidetrack. It's not I'm just beasting to get on the radio and, you know, knock men down. But, you know, there's a lot of women that just feel that pain, and that pain could turn positive, but it could get real negative, and that's why grandma is watching the kids, because mommy got to go out there and do what she got to do. And that's, you know, that's when it becomes nasty.
But you know what, that's definitely, first and foremost, I got to, you know, give you praise for being a, you know, a first time being a homeowner. And, you know, you definitely, you know, not taking that anger out, you know, into some violence and making it positive. Because people, what we got to see is that, you know, what you do with your children affects them on the long run. You know what I'm saying? It can turn, they can switch it around and make it positive, or it can turn and lead to something different. You know, you got a lot of young women out here that are sitting here trying to find that father figure, and they run to the streets. And they run to you know, seek an older man or seek somebody as a father figure because they're missing that male role model. You know, a lot of people say, oh, we don't need men. It's not that. It's just the fact it's like, what is there to choose from? Especially when you got some of these fathers, not to target fathers just there, because you got women running around here, you know, that just want to run around and run the streets and not care about their children. Some people don't deserve to have children, point blank. You got women out here, and you got men out here. You got obligations to your child. No, nobody asked you to sit here and put your stuff in somewhere. Nobody asked you to have intercourse. No one asked you to do that. You chose to do that. So when you choose to do something, then you have responsibilities. When you want to run away and not accept your responsibility, then the person that's the casualty is the child in the situation.
That's what it is, because they want to hit and run, and the females stay behind. So now they left with this child.
Definitely.
It makes them flip out.
All right. We do need some balance, right? So with all respect, and believe me, I don't have any children. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
When I've engaged in sex, I did it responsibly. You know what I'm saying? And I know when I'm ready, and I know when I meet that right person, and I know, you know what I'm saying? And I think it boils down to that too. I mean, me as a man, you know what I'm saying? I'll say on the behalf of the brothers, there are some responsible brothers out there, you know what I'm saying? Who don't just lay down with anything and interested in just making a child just to substantiate his manhood or whatnot, because that's not me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, I like to have fun. I think everybody mingles in sexual activity, you know what I'm saying? And when you do it, you got to do it responsibly. But I also was going to say that it does take a man and a woman to raise good children, man, together. You know what I'm saying? Because when a man is just raising a child by himself, the child is left without elements. When a woman is raising a child, that child is left without them elements. Like, for instance, I'll use this for an example.
Hello?
Me and
you.
Uh-huh. Now, I mean, I got a degree in human development, right? So I go way back, and I start dealing with the psyche of a young child, right? And I watch how little boys and little girls are conditioned as little kids coming up. Mm-hmm. When little girls fall, scrub their knee. You know, the father and the mother, whomever is raising her, if it's together, they pick that child up, the girl, oh, baby, are you okay? They kiss her, they nurture her, cuddle her, make her feel good, oh, baby, and which that's emotional. So you connect emotion with love and all of that. When a little boy falls, scrubs his knee, man, get up, shake that off.
You a man.
Yeah, shake that off. So what you're doing essentially is you're stripping that little boy of emotion. Don't associate hurt. He don't associate hurt with pain, with tears, and all of that. So, you know what I mean? So it's get up, shake that off, be a man up. So men, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not making no excuses, but I'm saying sometimes women as well as men contribute to that. You know what I'm saying?
All right, check it out.
Are you saying basically a man, the reason why they're not paying child support or doing...
Look, there is no... I don't see... And I always say in some cases, because there is no such thing as all. There is no all in all scenarios. I'm saying in some particular cases, that is what I'm saying, right? You know what I'm saying? I mean...
Okay, so you're saying due to the fact of them being stripped of their emotion... You know, as growing up, as being hard and being this, you know, man. So basically,
I'm not saying all though. I'm saying in some cases that could be the scenario. You know what I'm saying?
So we're not saying all. We're not saying all. we're saying a snippet of men.
I wouldn't even say it's a smidgen. I would say it's a majority because
okay, majority.
I was one of those boys, right? When I fell, man, get up. And I'm sure my dude on the line spoke. I'm sure he was the same way. I mean, because those were the values.
Yeah, that's what. And see, that's the thing. Like, okay, basically, more or less, what he was saying is that the two correlate. They kind of go hand in hand. He's saying that a father's inability to do certain things for his child may be connected to his psychological and emotional upbringing. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now number one. Number two, okay, it's a situation where, you know what I mean, regardless of the child, the origin of their conception is none of their business. They don't need to know the child didn't know one another. They don't need to know the child met in the club and y'all did whatever y'all did or whatever the case may be.
Right.
The bottom line is, if you do what you are supposed to do, not even necessarily as a responsible parent, but as a knowledgeable and sensitive human being, then you'll be fine. Because the thing about it is this, everything ain't for everybody. Some people make the mistake of opening up too much to their kid, and then their kid go, damn. That you know, and then they think that's the way it's supposed to be. Some of the things that you can accidentally expose your kid to when they're young, they're not supposed to know that till they're in their 20s, man. And that's just what it is. Don't make the mistake of, you know, making your kid grow up too fast by taking your your ish and shoveling it onto your kid. Don't do that. Don't take your kid's innocence away from them. Don't make it so that they don't have a childhood. Do what you're supposed to do. The beef with any of the parents is none of their business. Be a parent. Don't be an a-hole. Thank you.
Yeah,
definitely, too. And we're going to bring on this caller that's, you know, live on the line. We're talking about child support today. Are men being targeted, and why aren't men seeing them? Or females, parents apparently not paying child support. You're live on Street Queens, The Movement. Caller 251, you're live in the building.
Yeah, this is Lejeune Powell from out of Mobile, Alabama.
Okay. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm pretty good. And my thing that I was saying, I was like a prime target in the situation that happened with my little girl. And at the time of me being put on child support, I was keeping my little girl at that time. I had her for 8 years, and they still found me guilty to be put on child support by the mom and while I had her in my prison. And I was trying to figure out where is the justice in that situation. And right now to this day, I still have her more than her mom have her through the week.
So did you guys come up with an agreement, or you guys are going through the court system at this moment in time, or they were forcing you, or was she applying to the court system that you weren't doing your job as a parent? You guys have a joint custody. What's going on with the situation?
They didn't allow me to do any joint custody or anything. You know what I'm saying? What I'm explaining to you, from the time she was born till she was 8 years old, she was living with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm the one who enrolled in school. I taught her everything she know. I bought all the clothes for her and everything. You know, everything I took care of, I had my proof, my records. I always kept my receipts and everything. But when I got to court, the judge ruled in her favor, stating that she was able to get the child back from me and put me on child support.
Wow. I don't know a background noise going on right there. But with this situation, most of the time I advise men when they come to court to bring your receipts and keep a paper trail of everything that you do, enrolling her in school, that, you know, letters and documents and statements for the school and everything, you know what I'm saying? I commend you for doing that. But that's kind of like, did you go in there with a lawyer, though? Because I don't advise you to go in there by yourself, because if you went in there with a
lawyer. And see, that's the whole key to it. See, I had a lawyer and everything. I had all my paperwork, I had everything. You see? And then I even read some of the books that the lawyer even had that showed that I would have won the case in my behalf, but. And now, like I was saying to the lawyer, I wasn't trying to put the mom on child support at all. I was just not trying to be on child support. And but the judge, they called the judge a referee judge, and he still ruled in our favor. And I even had the teachers from the different schools that she went to and attended schools, showing that I was a good parent, and that, you said, that I well trained my daughter, you said, and had her, you said, because she's an honor roll student right now. But they didn't give it. Took me in my favor as having, I understand, the complete custody of the child. And I wasn't trying to take the custody of the child. My point was just not trying to be on child support at all.
Straight up.
You know what? I don't know what's going on over there with the background noise. And like, the fact that in regards to, like, not getting school custody, when you had her, that she was living with you, you should have custody or at least joint custody with her, you know, who would give the rights, because due to the fact that you, and like, you know, the first thing that they look at is the mother, that the child, the best place to go is with the mother. But usually it's supposed to be in the best interest of the child, which is fighting for that child at the moment, because apparently she wasn't around. And were you able to make an account that child was not living with her at the time when you were raising her from the age of 8?
Yeah, I had all the records that I needed. I even had the babysitter that I used to send. I had one particular babysitter that I used to take her to when I had to go to work. And I even had that as a record, you said, because I was paying her to keep her while, you said, during the times when I went to work. And I also had my mom that was helping me raise her at the time when I had to go to work.
So, So in doing that, did you try to appeal, go against again about at least what kind of custody? Do you have any kind of
Do I have any kind of custody?
Any kind of custody at all?
Well, after that situation, I basically just let it pass. I didn't even worry about it. And what I actually did was just to me, I just prayed and put it in God's hands. And from the way I look at it now, me and my daughter are more closer than we ever, I'm saying, was during the times that I did have her. And then in the future, then she will understand what the situation actually, what she as right now, as today, she really understand what the situation was and how it occurred to be, you know what I'm saying? Because she even agreed that she didn't want it to even put me on child support during that time, because she was 9 years old and she was all well educated to speak for herself when we was in court. You know what I'm saying? So, but I just overlooked all that situation. But my thing was just say that I was a prime example of showing that the system is corrupt.
The system is definitely messed up, and different states. Some states are harsher than others, and states usually go towards the mother in certain situations. In your situation, I would have had went and filed again in regards to got kind of joint custody with that child. Both of you guys were doing, I would have had either filed for full custody or joint custody. So because there was no need for you to have to pay child support if you were doing what you were supposed to do as a father, which you basically stated you did. So I don't feel like in that situation, at the end result, this situation now, with your daughter, are you still doing what you, got to do as a father and doing everything that you're supposed to do? Are they giving you child support or what situation?
I'm still doing everything I'm supposed to do. During school time, I have from Thursday to Tuesday, I have from Thursday that evening to Tuesday that evening. And you're saying that then she'll go to her mother. So her mom's house just that Wednesday, you know what I'm saying? And she'll take her to school that Thursday morning, then I end up going back and get her that Thursday evening, you know what I'm saying? I got her the majority of the time still right now to this day. And during the summertime, she's with me all week long, her and her brother.
Well, you know what? That's what's good. I mean, God bless you, man. And you know what I'm saying? Just, keep praying and just keep doing I wish there were more men like you doing what they're supposed to do as a father. Some people just know how to be men, and I want to commend you and thank you for what you're doing as a father. Guys, you got any questions for the young man on the line?
I don't have no questions, man. I'm just, I'm gonna big you up on, what you're doing, bro. Because, that's what we're supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? And I know it almost feels weird for me to have to commend another brother, for doing what he's supposed to do. But I'm going to do it because I know and even though we spoke on what goes on over here, that is only over here in America majority of the time, though. So, that's not the majority of the world.
Yeah.
That comes from classical conditioning. Here.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of brothers out there that ain't doing what they're supposed to do,
right.
But I was just looking at the issue, at the fact that I was just one of the prime examples of showing that the system was corrupt because it didn't show no fair justice in the situation.
Right.
Yeah, but y'all take me out. I'll be on MySpace. I'm the comfort on MySpace, and I got to go, man. I'm at work. You know what I mean?
For sure, bro.
Thanks for calling.
You know what? I wish more fathers were, like folks, the young gentlemen that called on the line. But, situations ain't always like that. But we got another issue. What if the woman or the man is receiving child support? Because I done seen plenty of situations. I know Emma or even you, Renacy, and Julie has seen situations where, you done seen a young lady, right? She got a child support check, and she's, okay, baby, it's time for me to go get my nails done, my hair done. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to cook my man a steak, and my child going to eat oodles and noodles, and she going to look raggedy. What's up with that situation? Speak on it.
Conditioning. That's conditioning, too, man. Look,
across the board, right? Whether you male or female, man, bad parenting is bad parenting. Whether you got your child in your possession, and, or your child is physically in your household, or your child is not, bad parenting is bad parenting, man. And no man, no woman, there is no excuse, man, to not be there for your child, man. Whether you're there physically, you know, because who cares if you're there physically and the child can wake up and see your face every day? If you're not just and putting the correct values in that child and giving that child direction, man, you know what I'm saying? You almost going to sabotage that child, you know what I'm saying? You set that child up to fall really bad in life, man.
How do you feel about that situation?
Hello?
Emma, how you feel about that situation? You know, you got the young girl, you know, get a child support check, and she like, hey, man, I'm about to go get my hair done, get my nails done and all that, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to cook my man and steak my boyfriend, but my daughter or my son going to eat some oodles and noodles and look raggedy. How you feel about that?
I mean, I feel it's horrible. I've seen it. You know, I've seen it. I know girls that do it. And it's just horrible because that messes everything up. And I can understand where the man becomes so angry that he doesn't want to give child support because of that. But, you know, even in that situation happening, I still urge all the men that to remove that mentality, you know, because regardless of whatever, you still have to, you know, pay child support. I mean, it's just like, it's just a support for the child. But on the other hand, if you know for sure that that is happening, don't just give the child support and then just be complaining that she ain't feeding your child. Still go make sure that you step up and feed your child. You know, make sure that you attend, that you're there, that you're in communication with that kid so the child can tell you, no, I didn't eat today. No, you didn't eat. Well, come on, I'm going to take you, you know, whatever, or I'm going to bring you milk and whatever. And you know what? And then document that. Document that and let the court know. Listen, I pay my child support and all that, but I still have to feed my child. You know, I still have to go and buy food and all that because my child does not eat. I mean, you know, if you get up and, but what happens is that men feel funny doing those type of things. See, women, we don't hesitate to do that. If there's a man taking care of our children and they're not doing the right thing, we in court and we in telling the police and we telling whoever to hear us. Men feel a certain way about doing that. And I think that, you know, you should think, forget about the ego, the man thing or whatever. The whole thing here, the key thing here, always is the best interest of the child. Point blank, period. That's all I got to say.
See, I don't agree really with the ego part when it comes to the man going to the system. See, I say
because my brother gone through this thing, you know, and I used to tell my brother, hold the receipt, you know, go to court, and he used to be like, nah, I'm not going to do that, whatever. It is a man thing.
Nah, but listen, just like the sister was on talking earlier, right? See, men have a different approach, right? Right? Like she was saying, women get mad and they get vindictive. See, men are not trying to do that. If a man's going through that, he's not thinking, yeah, let me see if I can do whatever I need to do to sabotage her, man. I want to hurt her. I really want to curse her and leave her indebted somehow and leave some permanent damage. That's not in a man's motives. It's not like that, see? You know what I'm saying?
But I'm not, I think maybe you misunderstood me. I didn't say to do that to be vindictive to her. I said at the end of the day, it's about the child.
No, I understand, but I'm saying, but that's why most men don't go to the judge. Because to me, when you go get a judge anyhow, and you start to involve the judge and the courts and all of that, you mean you kind of go above somebody's authority. See, I guess men don't see a judge when it comes to their children as an authority. It's like, I mean, that's how I would be. I'm like, look, why don't get this judge?
Well, if they're already involved in clocking if you're working or not and taking money out of your check, they're already involved.
I mean, it's psychological. Maybe that's going on physically, right? But I'm saying psychologically, it's still not internalized in my brain that there's some higher authority than I am, and I need to go to them to help, you know, saying to help monitor or to
you,
things
you,
I need from my own child.
You heard the saying, and Rome do what the Romans do? I mean, you know, you have to play the game that's being, you know, whatever's dealt to you, that's how you have to play it.
Nah, I mean, I understand what you're saying. I don't necessarily see it like that. Because my whole thing is this.
As a man, going back, the way the men view it.
Well, let me give you another example, right? Why should I go to somebody who is supposedly the higher authority, right, who's saying they have my child's better interest when I can look at the proof and see that they don't? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're not necessarily high authority. They're just like, I think the mediator, I think, is more so, not the high authority.
Man, look, it's a higher authority. I mean, you could word it like that and say it's a mediator, but it's a higher authority because whatever they say rules. So
not necessarily.
Yes, in most cases.
You could send that around.
In most cases, I mean, a guy can go in and look, okay, higher authority is that dude. That primary example was the brother that just stepped off the line. He was taking care of his child for 8 years, I think he was saying, and he had all the proof, this, that, and the other, and they still ruled in the woman's favor. That's an authority. They slammed the authority down and said, look, pal, you don't need your daughter. We're giving your daughter over to her. That is authority right there.
In that situation, I feel like, you know, I don't think that court system out there in Alabama where he said he was from, I don't feel like they were looking in the best interest of the child. If they
to take it all the way after 8 years.
If what he stated was allegedly true, that he was taking care of that child, then I don't feel like they were looking at the best interest of that child at that moment in time. Because, you know, I don't see if that parent wasn't doing what she was supposed to do, he wouldn't be over there taking care of that child fully and taking care of that child majority of the time. I feel like there was some kind of loophole, some kind of mess up that caused him to lose the custody of his child. It didn't make sense. But I really honestly think there is a higher power basically staying, like he said. I feel that sometimes that the men are targeted. I think a lot of African American men, black African American
why
men,
is that?
And Hispanics are targeted.
Why is that?
When you talk about why is that, that's something
hold on.
Yeah, that's historical.
The reason why? You know that situation where you have one bad seed, one or two people do something, then it spoils it for everybody. So they automatically say, okay, well, you know, them African Americans, you know what I'm saying, they deadbeats anyway. So, you know, they ain't trying to look, they lazy, they ain't trying to say, because the system was already set up. These broken homes already, okay?
But you know what, I used to work for family court attorney, so I used to see a lot of cases, and the way they see it is not that it's just one and there's too many anybody else. Is that if you're in the court all day long and the only people that come in are Puerto Ricans and Afro Americans, then that's where we get the stigma. I mean, they don't get it from the sky. I mean, it's happening in court every day. They're coming in at different cases, and it's only, I mean, not only. So there's some, you know, Caucasians, but very rarely, very, you know, few Chinese, very few. Or it's all Puerto Ricans and Afro-Americans, you know, so that's why they do it. Not because they're making it up, but it's actually happening. I mean, it's the truth. You know, yeah, lack of education, I mean, whatever, whether you, from wherever, it doesn't matter. But the whole point is that that's where they get it from, because we actually showing them. We're showing them that, you know, the men are not stepping up, the women are lacking or whatever. Whoever the blame, the woman or the man, the point is that we, as a community, we are doing that. We are putting our own stigma on us.
That's true, too. However, that's not the only cause. You know what I'm saying? So
I didn't say it was the only, but I'm just pointing out a fact.
All right, and I don't want to inflate that and say that's at the largest magnitude either, because there's some historical facts that you got to consider when you start talking about that. Period, man. You can't just talk about the tree without addressing the root of the tree. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's some historical things that I went on in this country, man, in regards to African-American males, Puerto Rican males, or any male of Latin descent, you know what I'm saying? Being targeted, being treated a certain, with a certain level of respect, you know what I'm saying? Being, you know, being treated like boys, not men. You come to us because we're the higher authority. So, you know, that creates that. And then that sends out a psychological message to that black man or that Puerto Rican man's wife or his woman saying, look, this guy over here has more authority than you. So naturally, when there's a dispute, they go to who they figure in their brain is just a higher authority, period. And that's the system.
Well, you know, if I, imagine if they couldn't do that, how many more killings there would be? Because it happens now. And men and women are killing each other over situations just as such.
But look, the stage is already been set. You can't even say that's not the case because the stage has been set, right? For instance, I'm gonna share something with you. I've met so many women who's told men, if you hit me, I'll call the police. And the man says, if you hit me, I'll call the police. And they're like, call him. He's just gonna take you to jail. Women know that. Women know that.
Well,
so you can't
I think some women go to jail and get locked up.
It's psychological, man.
Hold on, but you know what though? Before we start, you know, blaming like the females or the males
you're not hearing me. I'm not blaming females.
No. I understand it.
I'm
to
not
the
blaming females. You know what I'm saying?
We're not blaming. What I was trying to say was basically, when it comes down to the psyche of it, when these people decide that they don't want to pay child support or they decide that they don't want to do their parental roles, is it because of the fact psychologically they've never seen the situation of a mother being a mother in their situation or their father being a father, so therefore the pattern continues? Or is it a situation that the father he wants to be a father. He wants to be there. He wants to be there, but the situation is, okay, I don't have enough money. I don't feel like I'm worthy enough to even see her or see my child because I don't have enough money to provide to even take her anywhere. Has society put such a value on the money rather than the value of actually the time spent with a child?
Man, I don't even want to answer no more, man, because it don't even matter. Ain't nobody listening.
That's not true. You see, let me tell you, I'm going to stop you right there. Because that attitude right there is the reason why we're still in this situation today. And I don't appreciate that, especially when you're supposed to come in with some knowledge. You're supposed to continue to teach because you don't know who's listening. Don't just shut down.
Nah, I'm not stepping down.
There's a lot of people that are listening.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't just say that
right.
Ain't nobody listening so you ain't going to talk. We can continue to speak. I know I do. I ain't shutting up for nothing.
And the reason I said that, because I heard when Lush was speaking, I was just saying that's not true. And then somebody's like, go ahead. And you know what I mean? Like she's trying to assert her authority over mine. Like, go ahead, Lush. Never mind him. Like they undermining me. You know what I'm saying? I don't play like
you,
that. Come on, man.
You can't. Now, come on now. Now, I know you ain't getting extra Michael Jackson sensitive on us in the show. Come on. We speak our mind. We speak our minds, that's what it is. There's nobody right, wrong, or whatever, you speak your opinion.
What did you just say about Michael Jackson? Let me hear what you just said.
I said there's no need to get sensitive like Michael Jackson up in the show.
Oh, wow, okay. Let's start right there. That asserts my point. Remember when I was talking about the psyche earlier,
mm-hmm.
and I said, okay,
mm-hmm.
they tell men.
I would say that for a woman, too. That's something that I would say for a woman, too.
Tell men. Man up, right? Don't get sensitive. So men disassociate themselves with that emotion. See what I'm saying?
You're getting sensitive in the thing that now you're like, oh, I'm not going to say anything because you're undermining me.
But at the same time.
Anyway, we're getting off the topic. We're just even getting off the topic. The topic becomes about child support.
But at the same time, you know, who decides?
Both of you guys, we're going to chill for a second. We're going to chill for a second, everybody, and we're going to be calm. The whole authority situation, you know, with, you know, everybody on, we all have to respect each other on the show, you know, everybody. You know, I love every one of y'all guys. I know sometimes we get passionate and heated and stuff, You know what I'm saying? And, you know, basically we're all expressing our opinions on the show, so nobody's right, nobody's wrong. It's opinion. Everybody has a right to their own opinion on the show. But we have to respect each other, okay? So, you know, guys, let's chill. When we come back, we're going to go to a quick commercial. And when we come back, guys, we're gonna talk more about that. But you know, just you know, let's chill. We're gonna come back on this front of commercial.
And having a party, meet a DJ. How about the best damn DJ in the business, DJ Hustle? Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the streets and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station, 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
So we're going back to the phone lines. We were talking about, you know, basically child support. Got a little heated, you know. But we're going back to the line, talk about child support. And callers, when you call in, you know, everybody, we all got to, you know, respect the panel and, you know, everybody on the panel. And we all need to respect each other, you know, and love each other, because it's all love at the end of the day. Remember, everybody has a right to their own opinion, you know, and it's all love. And we're going back to the phone lines, and we're talking about the child support. So we're back on the line with Renacy and Emma. You guys calm now?
Look, like I was going to say, man, before I was muted.
Okay.
I wasn't getting heated.
Okay.
Right? I'm making a point. I'm incorporating historical information that I've researched and accumulated.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not just my opinion.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I didn't make any sensitive statements, so I didn't get personal. You know what I'm saying? I didn't make a personal attack. I'm just making statements.
Well,
man.
I didn't make a personal attack neither.
You know what I'm saying?
All I did was I felt that you know, when you made the comment about nobody's listening, actually I kinda was riding with you.
I let you talk,
like, can I finish?
I didn't finish though, but you cut me off, but go ahead.
All I was saying was, when you made that statement, I kind of felt like, damn, like, don't give up, like, keep talking. That's where I was going with it, and then it just kind of escalated somewhere else. So my thing was kind of really just letting you know that you didn't have to be quiet about it. And I speak from experience, because I'm raising 3 children. I have kids. So that's where my stuff comes from. So, you know, I apologize if it went somewhere else or whatever. It's not a personal attack. You know, I'm not man bashing or whatever. You know, I know I need a man.
Look, Em.
You know,
Em,
whatever. So it's not that serious.
That's not that serious.
Let's just go to the topic.
Bro,
I got love for you, and, you know, and that's.
But we're
going to
clear this up, right? We're going to clear this up so we can move on. I got nothing but love for you. I didn't take it personal.
Okay.
You feel me? But, you know.
Well, you said it was a personal attack, so I felt that you took it personal.
And as a. Pardon me?
You said it was a person. You felt like it was a personal attack. That's what you said. Those were the words out of your mouth.
I did know it was driven by emotion. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, and then the comment about the emotion on me, I already knew. I mean, I knew what that was about. You know what I'm saying? But I made that statement really so I can get the floor.
I'm happy that you got the floor.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I mean, we all need the floor every now and then. You wanted the floor, you got it. I mean, let's educate other people about the topic is what I'm saying. Are you with me with that?
So can we give each other hugs now, imaginary hugs?
Definitely. He got it. God, I'm choking him as a matter of fact. I don't know if he could breathe, but he got it.
Oh, man.
Got it.
But no, like
you know what it is. The NY and the
it's like I was saying, right? Like, you know, and I'm not attacking men, I'm not attacking women, or it's not even meant to be like that, because I know it takes a group effort. That's what I'm, at the end of the day, in essence, that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? But we was talking about an authority issue, and my whole thing is this, right? I'm not going to sit and act like America has bred the right culture for everybody, because it has not, man. You know what I'm saying? Every topic we address, even on these here on Street Queens, when I'm aboard and I come in and I give my input, I can always attribute it to something that America has done to tarnish or just kill off somebody else's values, man. You know what I'm saying? And it pushes, because if America had the better interests of children in mind, right, they wouldn't be cutting education. Stuff like that. I can think of several examples, man. So my whole
You're right.
Don't tell a couple that you got the child's better interest when you don't, man. They just blowing smoke and steam. I think parents need to stop going to the court system, man. If you can, you know what I'm saying. And man, we could take it back to the biblical days, man. If you a dude, you ain't handling your responsibility. Stone that fool. You dig? Shit. That's how I feel about it, man. I ain't why they didn't go to the courts, man. They ain't got the better interest. They just give the illusion like they do.
Definitely. And you know the basically at the end of the day is, you know, I commend the men and the women that are doing what they are supposed to do for their children, you know. And, you know, at the end of the day, these children did not ask to be born. You know, I mean, it's not going to hurt you to do your responsibilities. The thing that I can't stand is the men that deliberately decide not to work, or the women that deliberately decide not to work because they don't want to pay the child support. I'm going to tell you a scenario. The gentleman that I stay with, right, he had a situation with his older children where he walked in and he said he's definitely, you know, he's taking care of his children and raised his girls or whatever. But he walked in and there were three, he was the third person. The first guy went up there and said he went in the court. First thing when you go to court, man, don't come in there with all that jewelry and all that stuff on. They already know you got money. So the guy goes in there and he has all these jewels and everything on, and the guy sits there and he says, well, you know what, I'm not going to get that beat nothing, and told the court this, the judge this, and you know, he was shocked. They said basically, you know, hey man, you're going to pay this woman $500 off the break because you done lost your mind coming in here talking like this. Then the second guy came in, he said, look man, I don't have no job. He said, you know what? You got 30 days to find you a job or you're going to jail. And then he came up and he said, look, man, he said, Judge, I do whatever you need me to do. I don't mind taking care of my kids. They my kids. I can't deny them. What do I need to do? And he said, hey, you know, he didn't even have to pay that much when it came to child support. It's all about taking responsibility for your actions. In my own personal note, I'm dealing with a child support situation. My ex-husband, my daughter, I've been raising her by myself since she was born. With my ex-husband, it wasn't like he picked me up on the street or anything like that. We were married. And this gentleman, you know, he was married to me, and then he married me, and then also was still married. So he went and left and ran down to with his, you know, other wife. And he, you know, recently I've heard that he has a new child, and you know, he told the court that he didn't have any money. He hasn't called my child to say happy birthday, nothing. Oh, I went in the beginning. I told him, I said, look, sweet, I said, look, if you can give me whatever you can to take care of the child, I told him, you know, I don't want to take you to child support. He said, well, you ain't going to get nothing out of me unless you take me to court. And this is your child. That looks exactly like you. This is your child. Why should I have to fight? If you can't be a grown adult, see, with situations like child support, if you have two grown adults, but if you have somebody that's immature, you can't accomplish that. Then the court system is forced to be in your life, you know, because you made that choice for yourself. He hasn't called my child for her birthday. He told the courts he don't have a job. He was paying it. They were taking it and garnishing, so he runs to Florida so he won't pay child support. Says he don't have a job, but yet he's running around in the car and stuff that I had co-signed. He took my name off of it. You know what I'm saying? We had a house together. He sold the house, took all the money, ran to Florida, ain't leave his daughter nothing. I could care less about me, but your child. You can't even send your child anything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, wow, her birthday passed. You can't send enough. Christmas, you can't send enough. Yeah, her birthday passed. And see, me as a woman, as a woman, and as a mother, I can't say, oh, he's a bastard. He's this, he's that. I can't, because it's not my say. As she gets older, it's her decision. And I try to make that point of communication open for my child to call him. So even when he forgets, I'll still call to act as if maybe he didn't forget. So she won't feel some type of way. But she knows who's there. She knows who's there. He's not. And all I'm asking for these men out there is to do what they're supposed to do. He's backed up in child support a couple of grand, couple of some thousand dollars. And he ain't. Even with his ex-wife, he said that she had a situation where the gentleman, the children are like 20 up to 30 some years old now, and these children, right now, they still ain't seen no child support, not one lick of child support. So what is the child support system actually doing? They say they seize their licenses. They say they throw them in jail. Did you know used to me when you're in jail? Why won't they force them to go into some kind of work system or something in order for them to take care of their responsibility? And some men think that being a father as child support is a replacement for you being there. All these children ask is for you to be there, for you to take them out once in a while, for you to pick them up, to know that their father exists. It wasn't one person that made this child. It was two. It takes two to tango. Why don't you women and you men stand up and be what you're supposed to be? Be a parent.
That's basically what it's about right there. You know, I mean, you made a good point when you was talking about, you know, even when they seize this child support, you know, what happens with the man. It's not like, I mean, all they do is give the man bad credit or they put him in debt. And they take their life, expire their license, whatever, man. And at the end of the day, the child still suffer. And then it makes it even double hard for that dude. If, let's say that dude is just going through some tough times, and you know what I'm saying, he can't. Mm-hmm. All it does is just double that up. Now some anger didn't, you know what I mean, then mustered up in him, because now he don't have a license. He's in debt now. So as soon as he gets paid, all that money gets taken, and that money don't even go to the child.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my whole point from the gate was I don't think the court system is effective as what they try to push. You know what I'm saying? It's just a way to create just tension, bad and negativity between couples, man. That's all it's used for. Because when you look at the welfare to work system, right?
Yeah.
Women go to get on like AFDC. Unfortunately, some women need it, but you know what I mean? They encourage those women to go out and get jobs eventually, or you have to go out and do some type of work. I'm saying, so that right there, that's pushing something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But the flip side of that is the child support thing is not.
What's the saddest part? Like, when I was working for, like, family court of the attorney, right, there was a case that came in. It was a gentleman. He had twin daughters, 18 years old. And he had stopped paying child support because they were 18, but they were still going to school. So meaning, by the law, he has to continue to pay child support until they're like about 23. So he came in to, you know, kind of find a way to get out of it. Automatically, when you come in of a child support case, they send you to get DNA, proof of, you know, being a biological parent. When we sent that in and it came back though those twins weren't even biologically his daughters.
Wow.
Now, on top of that, knowing that he supported these girls that weren't even really his kids for 18 years, the court is still, because birth certificate, when you sign it, is a contract, a binding contract, where you say you're going to be responsible for this person for this amount of time. Because he did that, whether he knew or he didn't or whatever, it don't even matter. He did that. He has to continue till they're 23 still to pay child support. Not him even now knowing that biologically they're not his, but because of the law, he has to continue to pay child support. Those girls are 23 years old. Now tell me that's not, you know, that's not horrible.
Like, I mean, basically, like, okay. And that was my point, Emma. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Men, a lot of men are targeted like that, and it seems like when it comes to the man, either way he gets screwed. You know what I'm saying? If even if you find out the kids aren't his or whatever, and he's been doing the right thing, I mean, man, look, man, there is no restitution, no retribution, no nothing. Look, man, that's what I'm saying. It's there, but I mean, what else do you expect? You know what I'm saying? It wasn't created in the better interest of people of color anyhow. I mean, that's how anyway.
So. I think it's just trifling, even with some of these mothers that definitely know that that's not the father, and they sit there and put that burden on that individual, you know, and they lie. You know, and see, the crazy thing about it is, for you guys that are not informed, if you want to push the issue, if you take it upon yourself to accept the responsibility that that is your child and you don't push for a DNA test, then you're basically, you know, bound to that responsibility. And the DNA test, they're not going to enforce it when you go there if you're not married. They're not going to enforce that. And if you're married already, they already say that that's your child. They're not going to enforce that unless you force that on that and you have some probability or reason to think any different. And that DNA test, they're going to ask you to pay for it, and it costs like close to like $300 to $600 for that DNA test to get done. So once that, and they're proving that it's not your child, but if you're on that birth certificate, man, it's a problem because you already took responsibility of that child, you know. And another thing, for men out there, if you get married to a young lady and she might already have a child that's not biologically yours, and you adopt that child as your own child, you have to pay child support for that child also, okay, to let you guys know that also. And I suggest for men and women that go to court and you are doing what you're supposed to do, keep all of your receipts for everything you do, buying child's clothes, everything that you do, daycare, everything. Bring that and submit that to court. You know, definitely. We're going to bring in a caller, from 609. Peace, Queen. How you doing? Street Queens, the movement. We're talking about child support.
Hey, yo, it's Fiji.
Hey, Fiji, what's up?
Peace, Queen.
Hey. Hello.
Everybody's doing good, man. We digging in the scene on the gangster lane. We definitely blessed to have you on the show today. You know, seriously. You know, that's what's up.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I
hear you talking. Yeah, you know, CZ's definitely an expert when it comes, because you've been dealing, you know, you have prior experience dealing with the whole child support system, their new system and stuff. Could you tell us more about that and how you feel about the child support system?
Mm-hmm. Well, I work for child support. So in the state of New Jersey, and it's going across the United States. It started in Michigan. It's in New Jersey now. It's going to go to Delaware and South Carolina next, then Pennsylvania. So there's a new child support system in place. It's a more stern system. It definitely, let's just say if someone is in the arrears with their child support, it definitely gets the job done a lot sooner. But I sit in court during a lot of these child support cases. And I see what goes on. I know before going in, I just thought that all the child support was a bunch of deadbeat dads or deadbeat, you know, mom or whatever that didn't take care of their kids, but it's not that at all. Family court is a sad, it's just a sad vision. Criminal court, you see bad people at their best, and family court, you see good people at their worst. You know, and it's a lot going on in there. It's a struggle over family. You don't just see people in there over custody, in there over custody. You see people in there over domestic violence issues, and a lot of times you see the kids in court, and it's just a sad situation. But it also helped me see that when you go into that courtroom, it's not just a judge that just decides and picks a number out of the blue. I want you to pay this. I'm going to stick you. I'm going to make you pay way more than you can afford. There is a state-required guideline system that you can go on and do yourself. I don't have that link with me right now, but I'll be able to get it so Lush can post it on the website. But there's a state-line guideline that you can post yourself. So before you go to court, you can know what the judge or the hearing officer is going to make you pay. It goes off of what you make. And when they say what you make, it goes off of the subs that you bring in. They'll do their local investigation to find out where you work. But it's not just a number that a judge just pulls, okay, I want you to pay $200 a week, I want you to pay $60. It's not that. It goes off of what you make and how many children you have. So you can go on this website, put your income in, put the number of children that you have and your other bills or whatever, and it goes off of that. You cannot come to court and say, I'm not working right now. Unemployment is not an excuse to not take care of your kids. It's not just men in court that are the non-custodial parents. It's women, too. It's just, you know, it's just as many women that we see frequently coming in there that don't take care of their kids as well. You know, and the dads are the ones stepping up to the plate. It is sad, so, you know, to see what goes on. But, in, you know, agreeing to what the gentleman said, the system is kind of favored toward women. It just, it is. You can look at the forms that you get. If you get a form, you know, and it, the person who has the child is considered a custodial parent, the person who doesn't have the child is considered a non-custodial parent. On the forms that they give you, they say, please report the non-custodial parent's first and his last name, automatically assuming it's going to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can just, like, little things like that, you can see that the system is kind of geared towards that. So if you know that you, if you have a child and you know that there could be any type of, any possibility that something could go wrong, I mean, I don't think that you should be just paying money without keeping your receipts anyway. I understand that you're in love with someone, but still, everything is still a business. Everything. So keep your receipts for all of that stuff. Or if you don't want, you know, the state to actually enforce your child support, you can still go to the courthouse. If you know that you have a baby mom or a baby dad that you're paying the money to, you can still go to the courthouse and vouch for direct pay, which means that you still pay them directly, but it's just on the court record. And it shows that, look, I pay her this much amount. I want you to keep track of it, but I don't want you to come in and take that directly out of my check. So it doesn't show that you're paying child support and probation is not enforcing it on you. You can't go to jail for being in the arrears or anything like that. You're just having them keep records of what you pay, you know, the other parent of your child. And that's a smart thing that I think that all people should do. You know, I mean, if you go to court and you file first, it always looks better. Because if you come to court and someone's filing on you for child support, and they have proof that you haven't, that you slacked, whether it's a month or whether it's a year, you're going down. And you're going down a lot sooner now than you would have before. I tell you what, when you were in arrears before and you didn't pay, you could get away with it for a long time, they're catching you right away now. Right away. They're suspending your boat license, your fishing license. You win the lottery, they got that money within an hour. Any check coming to you, they have. Yeah.
Yeah, that's technology. Everything interface, right?
Everything is interface. There's
They
were using a regular dinosaur system before, but now they're using a web-based system, so it's just technology is just taking over, and it's just so efficient the way they can catch you and track you down. And every state is cooperating with it. Other countries are cooperating with it, so you could try to move to another country if you want. They're going to find you.
Wow.
Wow. And a DNA test, you know, a DNA test in the state of New Jersey, I don't know the other states, but in New Jersey it's $99. And I believe it's around that for the other states. It used to be fairly expensive, but now it's $99. You come to court, The state pays for it. If they find out you're the father or mother, you have to pay. If the other person was lying, they have to pay.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
But then there's some states where, like, well, New Jersey, there's no emancipation age, so people can pay child support till, you know, you'd be 35, 40 still getting child support as long as you're in school. There's no emancipation age, so.
Wow, we girl, we got some callers live on the line. This child support situation is hot, baby, hot. You know what I'm saying? CG's the expert on the line, so if y'all want to ask her questions, man, on this child support, she works directly with Child Support Services in New Jersey, so, you know, definitely you can call her. Call her from the 914-607. You're live in the building with the queen.
How you doing? How you doing? This is Chef Pierre. How are you?
How you doing, Pierre? How you?
I'm good. I'm just calling and stuff. I just tuned in now. You know, you probably fill me in on a little bit. Cause I'm just now listening. Now it's got off work.
That's what's up. To let you all know, this is Chef Pierre. This is Miss Susie's son right here. He's a wonderful chef and a wonderful father to his children and everything. And I think we have another gentleman on that might be related to you also. Caller from 914. You're live in the building. 914, you there? Hold on 1 second. 914-290, you there?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Yeah. And I know you guys are... And what's your name also?
How you doing? I'm just tuning in. My name is Julian.
Okay,
this
is Julian also. This is, you know, also related. They're both wonderful gentlemen. And, you know, we had a show on StrictlyBump1.com, on StrictlyBump1 show on Saturday talking about child support and everything, and they shared their stories on their situation. We have CG on the line right here, definitely a professional and a street queen, Emma, and our street king, Renacy Live on the line, our king, and we were talking about the whole situation about child support, men being targeted, and, you know, the different situations that CG was talking about, you know, point blank firsthand, because she works with child support in New Jersey and the new child support system that's being implemented. And if you guys want to ask CG some questions and stuff, you know, y'all live on the line, or do you want to start off by sharing your stories on what you guys went through when it came to child support?
Well, I first like to say and stuff like that. I mean, I know Jersey is different. I don't know how Jersey rules is different, you know, it is from New York. But I know, like, far as when I first started out, like I said, you know, you got a lot of, we're going to say deadbeat parents, you know, because there are some moms out there just as well. And I had my kids. I remember when I had my kids, and she got on social service, and she filed for child support. And 1 year, I had to go to child support because they took, like, $3,400 from me, and they didn't even know that I had the kids in my custody. And I had to go back. I had to go to court. I showed them papers. As a matter of fact, I went to child court in White Plains, showed them the papers and everything. You know what I'm saying? And I had to wait like a week for them just to reimburse the money that they took from me, you know what I'm saying, from her, because she was on social service down in the Bronx. And, you know, once you do that and the father's name comes, they automatically, start taking for the kids and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, I mean, it's they need some type of rules and regulations on it, you know, because the ones that's doing good, it's like we the ones that's really suffering, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, she just stated that, CG, could you repeat what you stated about the whole forms and stuff, how you felt like it was, you know, targeted and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the forms that they give you out, they're called 4D applications, and that's if you're requesting child support or custody, parenting time, visitation, whatever. But the forms are kind of targeted towards the benefit of women, which is true. If you see the forms, every time they're addressing the absent parent, they say his. You know, although there are absent women, I see women come in all the time that aren't paying their child support, that don't have the kids.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You got to understand, for 20-something years, there's been a system, you know, countrywide called FACTS. And FACTS was a dinosaur-type system. It was not web-based. It all depended on human error. So people would put their work in the system. You would come file for child support. They might get to it next week, the next week, whenever they feel like getting to it. Files are being lost. People weren't keeping track of everything. And then this new system that they're taking state by state is to alleviate all that, because it's no longer, it's just not right when it comes to people's support to have your life and your child's life and finances and just happiness resting on somebody else's hands. And they go on vacation, those files got to wait until somebody comes back, and that's food out of your child's mouth.
Right,
so
right.
The new system is just, that would never happen now with that, with them just taking money, because there's a whole investigation that has to be done. The new system, you can't just, go ahead.
Not to cut you off, but it seems like they, child support is more harder on you when the other parent is on social service. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, they crack down on you real hard, because that means the city wants their money. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm saying they could get at you hard when they want their money, but if it's the average person, say like me, or say like my brother-in-law, you know, we working men and we take care of kids, we don't mind doing this and that. You know, it's like we get no slack on nothing. You know what I'm saying? No slack on nothing as far as with the moms and stuff like that. But when it comes down to, you know what I'm saying, if they want social service, they come at us like right away. They try to get back when the child was first born. You understand what I'm saying? If you ain't got no papers or nothing like that, or nothing to prove that you've been, or receipts that you've been doing something since you've been born, they going to get you when the baby was first born. You understand?
What they do is retroact that.
It's called retroactive date, and what happens is when the person goes to CWA or welfare hands them over the money, and then when they target the person that has to pay the child support, the state is going to fight for their money harder than they're going to fight for it for you. So they have lawyers. They have built-in lawyers that work for the board, and if the child was born August 21st, 2000, and they catch you in 2005, your date is going to be retroactive to 2000 if they decide to.
Right.
And that's why sometimes people come to court not even knowing they're in the arrears. They come to court, like a woman could tell you tomorrow that you have a baby, but the baby's 3 years old. And then you go to court next week and you got to pay all the time from the beginning day that the child was born. It's not cool. You know, it's what they do. I mean, it's definitely what they do. That's why we got to be more accountable for what we do. You know, it just makes us have to stand up and be, I mean, this is like permanent, working for the system is permanent child support. I mean, child protection for me is birth control. I don't want no kids right now.
But, you know, everybody don't think like that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody don't think. You got some people that want a family, but, you know, at the same time, you never know how the situation go until you start really dealing with that person and the baby comes out. You know, there's a lot that comes with, that's like a whole nother different story. But at the same time, you know, you don't expect this how it goes down, you know, and it's bad the way how it goes about it, because like I said, you know, me and my brother-in-law, so like it's like, you know, you target first before, you know, saying anything. You know, you can walk in the courtroom and say, listen, this is what I want to do. Like I said, I was telling before, the judge, she was a black judge. She didn't even look at me. What I was saying didn't make her no difference at all. She was talking to my kid's mother, you know what I'm saying, and giving her all the process. And I'm looking at her like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So when I came back in there again with my lawyer, I had a lady lawyer, and I had all receipts, papers, everything, and show everything. My kid's mother ain't had nothing to show nothing. You understand what I'm saying? Then the lawyer just totally looked at me in a whole different way, like we knew each other for a while. You understand what I'm saying? And everything was okay. Then now it was Mr. Jackson, but she wasn't doing that before, and it's bad. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, everybody, every mother and every father ain't bad mothers and fathers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
anybody can make a baby. You know what I'm saying?
In regards to that, you know, a lot, like we as men and baby and fathers, we are stereotyped. Okay, we like when like the last show in Bump One, you gotta have that paper trail, okay? Because without that, you're going down, and you gotta have that representation. I mean, you go to court without representation, they look at you as another deadbeat dad.
Exactly.
You know, the judge don't even want to hear from you, even with my affidavit.
Exactly.
With my itemized deduction sheet, she looked at it. She just took it from me and threw it on the desk. Like I don't even exist.
I felt that was very embarrassing.
That's very disrespectful.
Yeah, I agree, but also, like I said, we have to be realistic. Like I said, when I'm sitting in the court and I'm watching these people come into court, I see as many women come in there that don't have their kids. as men, but those are the people who show up. If you look on the system for all these years, it's 80-20, you know, and it's sad to say. I don't want to say it. I don't want to admit it, but the system shows a lot of black men in the system as not stepping up to the plate. It's not something that anybody is proud of, but we got to look at reality. It is that way. There are a lot of women that don't take care of their kids, too, but if you look at the majority, if someone did a poll, majority of all the child support systems across the world, I'm sorry, across the United States, is going to have black men in the system, and it's sad.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. It definitely is. You know, that's why we judge the way we judge before we go in court, you know?
So basically our community, our society, as African American people need to change this system, this stigma that is placed on these men, and have less men going to child support.
Yeah.
But even the ones that are going to child support, we got to look at these women that are placing this child support on these men, too.
Exactly.
What are their motives? What are their motives? What are their motives? Is it to get back at this man, to be vindictive? Is it to do it because, hey, I need me some extra change in my pocket to get my hair and nails done? Or is it truly because you need support to help your child out? You not sit there and you both guys be grown adults and talk about and discuss what you can do for each other to help your child? Because at the end of the day, it's about this child. It's not about you. It's
not
about
your child. Yeah, it's not about your heart. And a lot of times, these baby mamas, they use these kids as pawns.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, you got good, and they make the good mothers look bad.
They make
the good mothers look bad, if you understand what I'm saying. Because I'm in a situation now, and my 2-year-old son mother, they don't know her on a first name basis in court. That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Everybody in court got a picture of my son. So I'm like, you know, I had a lawyer before, my brother-in-law, Chef Pierre. He was like, Julian, you got to get a man lawyer. No disrespect to the female, but I'm going in there with my son's mother, my lawyer who was a female, and the judge who was a female. So, I mean, I'm going in there with like 3-1. So a man could more relate to what I'm going through.
Exactly.
You understand? He could feel my pain. And I do all I can for my kids. I take care of my kids. I got two support orders. They tell you. I go all out for my kids. But you got mothers out there that vindictive. They don't want to see you happy. And they're gonna plan your downfall and try to make you suffer in life.
Any way they can.
They're gonna make you suffer. They're gonna keep you in court and like I was saying on one show, basically, like when you're going through a situation with child support with your kid's mother or whatever the case may be, that causes a financial strain in your parent relationship. That causes problems.
Because
what are you as a man bringing to the table when you're doing 80-hour weeks or 40-hour weeks and you're doing overtime and she's getting half of your money and the money you're giving her is not going to with the kids. So I think. The money that we as fathers are paying child support, why can't it be monitored? It should be monitored.
It can. And well, I mean, before you came on the phone, what I said is, suggest that every man who's not, let's say she threatens to put you on child support every other day. It hasn't happened yet, but you know that you're giving her $200-$300 a week, whatever you're giving her. You go down to the courthouse and say to them, I want you to monitor what I pay her. I don't want you to enforce it. I don't want you taking this money out my check. I don't want you to set what my arrears are. I want to let you know how much I pay her each week, and I want you to monitor it. It's called direct pay. That means that you pay her directly, but they keep it on the system so that, therefore, that's your proof, that's your receipt. And then she needs to know that if you don't pay her, then she'll come to the courthouse and tell them, he didn't pay me this week. But then she can't come to court and say, I want to take him to child support because he hasn't paid this much. They're going to say, well, we have this on the system. You never called and complained. So obviously this shows us that he has been paying. so she can't.
Can I,
it's still a business.
But you know, but you know, I like to say something. When you say about monitoring and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, like my son, you know, my son's mother, she had did the child support, which, you know, I didn't mind and I like that, you know what I'm saying, because of how the situation is. She felt that she moved out of New York and she wanted some money. Okay. Now, when she got married and stuff like that, I still was paying child support. So I went up to the worker and I told her, listen, okay, they're taking this money and stuff like that, but here it is and stuff like that. She moved somewhere else. They don't have an address, but they still taking money from me, and she's not even collecting the money. She didn't even collect the money. So when you tell me, you know, to go say about monitor, they, you know, we have to realize like this. These people go to work, they punch in, they punch out. That's it. There's nobody on there to say, well, you know what, Mr. Jackson, I'm going to check that for you. I'm going to do this for you. So. Listen, they punch in, they punch out. That's reality. This is how New York is. You know what I'm saying? Because number one is not their money. You understand what I'm saying? So I understand when you say, you know, to go down and do that, but nobody's really going to take the time out and do none of that. They're going to tell me to get me out their face. But here it is. My son's mother, listen, I paid $5,000. You know what I'm saying? And she moved twice. And they still had a first address. I got her last one. And I'm going to my worker to tell her, listen, she don't live there no more. She's been moved such and such time. So, and then, not like, when I spoke to her, she said she didn't even bother to go collect the money. She said, I ain't got time to do all that. Because she got married, and then she got a husband now. She told me just like that. I'm like, I ain't got time to go bother to collect the money. Just like that. And she didn't want to even give me her address. You know what I'm saying? So me to tell my worker, well, listen, yo, this is where she's at now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got this address and send it to this address, but she's not there. She's not responding. And they sending certified letters and coming back. I sent a certified letter, and it came back, and I brought it to my worker to say, listen, she don't live there. She don't live there because it came right back. You know what I'm saying? So nobody, like I said, you know, I understand what you're saying about some people, but everybody don't have that type of thinking to say, well, all right, I'm going to check in or do their job like that. They come in here just to punch in and punch out. That's all it is. That's all it is. Yeah, I agree with that.
That's
basically
how it is.
But
I think if it
was a female, maybe she probably looked more into it because I'm talking to another female and she said, well, you know what? I feel your pain. Okay, let me do it. But when it was a male, it's not like that for us. It's not like that for us. I mean, we're stereotyping a lot of ways, like I said.
Let Fiji, you know, finish her statement about what she was going to respond to what she was.
I understand what you're saying. Yes, they do come in and they check in and check out just like you do at work. So you try not to take the work home with you. But when you are there, that's why they're doing this new system, like I said, across the country. It used to be where you could come in, tell your caseworker, and I think you weren't on the call when I said this, but you could come in, tell your caseworker, yeah, her address changed, and they'd get to it when they got to it. But now what happens is you have to come in and they have to do the work in front of you, and you have to sign off on it. Because too many cases are being overlooked, too many files are being lost.
Okay, I don't mean to cut you off. Is that in Jersey, or that's all around?
It's in Jersey now, but it's
coming
countrywide.
Because the reason why, not to cut you off, because the reason why I say that is because, see, I went up to White Plains with this. You understand what I'm saying? And it's nothing. I told her, she was like, oh, okay. And I brought her the certified letter just to let her know she ain't there no more. She just took it as, oh, well, we don't have nothing on her. And this left it like that. But the money still came out.
The system is coming to every state. It just started. It started in Michigan first. It just came to New Jersey. It's going to Delaware, South Carolina, then Pennsylvania. I believe New York is after that. But the whole plan is by 2011 to have this system everywhere.
Right. Yeah, okay.
So therefore, I mean, because there's a lot of things that are just being overlooked, and I agree with you. I mean, I do agree with you.
It's crazy on how you know what I'm saying. You know, like I said, we looked upon and done. You know, I mean, it is some males out there that's not doing their job, and there's some females that's not doing their job just as well. But I think everybody needs a fair, equal chance. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, if you want social service, they fight for their money. They get that quick, automatically. Automatic. They hunt the father down automatically. License suspended, everything. Library card, whatever he got, they on him. They on him. You know what I'm saying? And just because she's on social service, because she getting money from them. You understand what I'm saying?
And I don't think that is right. So we're responsible
that back. I mean, they garnishing our check as it is. We're responsible for paying social service back, and I think that's totally unfair. I think it should be split. Child support, it should, even if you have joint custody. I mean, I just went to court two weeks ago, and my son's mother has been unemployed for 2 years. And I went back in December, and December of 2008, they dismissed it, and the judge specifically told her to get a job. How dare you take this man to court when he's holding it down, he's overtime, he's doing working around the clock, and you taking this man to work back to court to get an increase, and you don't work. And we got joint custody. My son's tuition is $350 a month. So the judge came at me and basically said, Mr. Hendrickson, you should pay half of the school, that's $1,750, $3,500 for the year. I said, Your Honor, pay half of the school. The school is going to call me. They're not going to call her because she's unemployed. She don't work.
Wow.
So what do I do, yeah, what do, right. I do in a case like that? I said, what would you do in my shoes? My son would, you know, be at home, and he can't go to school. He can't graduate with his classmates. That's very embarrassing. I've specifically told the judge, it's not about me or her. It's about my son. Education's come first. His education comes first and foremost. Okay? Because, I mean, I hold it down. I hold it down. I mean, but you're taking me to court every 6 months, and you're unemployed. You don't work.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Like that right there is crazy. And another thing I wanted to ask you is like, how do you, like, as far as a vacator order and a modification, I did a vacator order with my 2-year-old son, and I presented it to the judge. She dismissed it.
Well, what was your reason for vacating? You wanted to just end
it? Yes, I wanted to vacate the order because back in June of 2008, I attended court, and not for nothing, but I think my son's mother and the judge are friends. Why I say that? Because we got the same date, June 12th of 2008, but I was given the afternoon date time, and she was given the morning. So when I came to court, me and my lawyer, the case was in the morning. So she was in there, and she told the judge, "I make $75,000 a year, which I don't." So I mean, if you're not in court, if you're not present in court, they can pay anything and go buy that.
Yeah, exactly.
You understand what I'm
saying? She filed, and they gave her the morning court, and then did you file for something else, or did they just mix the times up?
Yeah, well, it was their mistake, but I got penalized for that. I got penalized for that, and she came out on top. I mean, I was coming home with basically nothing for a year. But I put all my trust in God because of my mother-in-law and my mother and all that, and, you know, the Christian people. You know what I mean? I put all my faith in God. I could have easily have given up with the money I was bringing home, and I got a family that I have to put food on the table for. I got a roof I put over our head. You understand? But I could have easily lost my faith and given up. But it's not our battle. It's not our fight. I put everything in God's hands, and that's how I've been making it. But this system really needs to be corrected because it's a downfall for men. And what that eventually does is, like, I mean, a woman taking a father to court and getting all his money, I mean, he ain't gonna want to be bothered. 95% of men, they're not gonna want to be bothered when you work in your 40-hour week, 80 hours overtime, and she's getting half the money for sitting on her butt. That make a man disgruntled, and eventually that put a straight with the bond with you and your kids.
And your child don't look no different. No new haircut, no new sneakers or nothing. So you can see all the money going there, and the child don't look different at all.
And that's definitely the truth on that note.
That's the sad part.
That's the sad part, that people aren't putting their children first. We got two callers on the line. We got two callers on the line. It's getting heated right now. We're talking about this child support system, man. is whack. We need change. Are they targeting the men? We already know that. So caller from the 315, you're live in the building with Street Queens, the movement, the Queens, the panel, and the King Renacy live in the building, Chef Pierre and Julian, and we're talking with our expert, CG Michelle, our wonderful queen. So we're going to start off with caller from 315, you're live in the building. Peace.
What's good, Lushy Lushy, Jimmy Black, you had to come and show my presence. What's good, Blue, you're in the ceiling in the building for sure. Man, hey, y'all got a heated topic right now, man, and I'm feeling what's going on, and, you know, like that child support situation is real serious, and it really need to get in a good fashion, man, because a lot of people is going through stuff that they don't need to really go through, and I feel like the situation can be handled in a proper way, you know what I'm saying, instead of, like, cats, like, basically, like, having like $500, $600, $700 checks and then coming home with like $18, you know what I'm saying?
Oh man, yeah, definitely, definitely. I feel that. I feel the pain, man.
Man, so have you dealt with an issue where, you know, you having to deal with child support, or, you know, a friend dealing with the situation, or, you know what I'm saying, or you had a situation where maybe, you know, you gave the woman, you know, the child support and she ain't doing what she got to do for the child. Speak on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a situation. Fortunately for me, I personally don't have to go through that, but a lot of my friends gotta go through it. Like I said, I mean, cats, like, you know what I'm saying, grown men literally crying, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You got like $1,000 check, $800 check, and you come home sometimes with like $10. I'm saying, like, it's not like you can say, okay, go ahead. Out. I'm saying, you know, you, like my man was just saying, you work 40, 45 hours to like 60, 70 overtime, and you come home only with like $10 on your check. And it's like, they like, shit, forget what your mortgage or your rent or your light bill or whatever else you got to do, you know what I'm saying? How do you expect, you know, to be able to the situation, you know what I'm saying? Now, I know it's a lot of brothers out there. You know what I'm saying? Don't take care of their business, you know what I'm saying? And try to make sure that their seed is taken care of, you know what I'm saying? And again, the cats is out to try to do what they have to do, but the women is them because they don't really want to have no relationship with them, you know what I'm saying? And that's what the child support be really about, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you don't really want to have nothing to do with the women, and the women get mad, you know what I'm saying? And the to deal with the situation instead of, you know, kind of go to courts and this and that. I mean, because it's like two people, I mean, it takes two to have a baby. So, you know, so you also be able to that and try to come to a compromise decision and how to be able to work out the situation, you know, instead of just, like, forget that. Since you don't want to deal with me, you know what I'm saying, like that, and it's, fuck that. I'm going to break you. I'm gonna, you know what I'm saying? That's what I be hearing all the time. And I mean, like, see this shit, you know?
Hold on, sweetheart. You know, this is a family show. You got to chill with the profanity, baby. It's PG. Okay.
Excuse me.
If it was one of my other shows and stuff, then you could do that, but not this show, baby. You know. But it's, I mean, you definitely made some good. You know what I'm saying, in regards to that. And where you representing from, baby?
So you going across the all the way, right? 315, you know what I'm saying, Syracuse, New York, upstate. You know what I'm saying, hold it down. Y'all make sure, you know what I'm saying, JimmyBlackMusic.com, see what's going on. But, yeah, but I have to call in, you know what I'm saying, because, like, the situation is a heated conversation. And I was just talking to my big Blue Renacy, and he was telling me that, you know what I'm saying, how heated the situation was with the show. And I'm like, yeah, for real? So I had to hear it too. And, you know, and then, I mean, like I said, good topic. And this topic did need and do need to be touched, you know? Hello?
And this is like my brother, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, you know what I'm saying, up there, upstate. Definitely you doing what you got to do, you know what I'm saying, as a man, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's just crazy that you got people out here, and we can't always just put the blame on men, because you got trifling women out here too that ain't doing what they supposed to. But see, the thing is, us as a society, we have to make change also. We need to stop having too many of our brothers being subjected to this also, and we need to start up and be men and women to make decisions about our child and raising our children amongst ourselves, but before getting involved with the system. The system is designed to break up the family, the household anyway, okay?
Of course.
So that's the situation.
For men, man. The system is designed, it's not for men. It really has to be something done about the system. I know guys at my job. I'm at my job right now, and we did a lot of overtime, and we worked the same overtime. This was like a year and a half, 2 years ago, and my check was a certain amount. That's when I wasn't all in the system, and he was, and we did about 40 hours of overtime. His check was $52.
Wow.
The next week I was looking for him. I'm like, yo, where my man? Where's Bert? Yo, Bert resigned. He broke down in front of me. He was 52 years old at the time. He broke down in front of me, and he was crying like a baby. I couldn't believe that.
I think
if child support will come out with a system take a certain amount of money, but not everything, I think a lot of fathers would start paying that. You understand what I'm saying? Because
it would be a turnaround.
Yeah, I think because I had a good friend of mine. I'm talking about this guy. He could build a house from the floor, straight up with his hands. And he don't do construction or nothing. He drive buses off the books. I'm talking about. He come home with like 21 a week after tax. Once that child support came, he stopped all that. Because like I said, nobody, you can't live off of that. You can't, if they just have it to a certain amount to take off, I believe more followers would start paying. But you got to realize they took what? Oh, nah, I'm not doing this. You know what I'm saying?
And another thing to the representative in Jersey, I got a question. Like, why does the system include the overtime with your regular salary when overtime is not guaranteed? Like, overtime in my job is seasonal. But they include that with the money you make. But who to say the next year you're going to make the same amount of money? I mean, that's why they got modifications. That's why we got to do the modifications. And us as men, we got to get knowledge on this child support. We got to do our reading. We got to get that paper trail. Because this is totally unfair. It's totally unfair.
Well,
that lost their homes over child support, lost their apartment, lost their car, the repo man. It's terrible. And then while all this is going on, your kid's mother is applauding. But she don't, they know the kid's mother is so naive. Or whatever, they in the club are so naive, they don't know, like, oh, they take my car, how I'm going to get my son now? Now, then you back in court for violating your visitation. So it's either one thing or the other. And it's just so much a man could take as a father.
I want CG go ahead and respond to that. And we got callers that's on the line. Callers, we're going to get to you in a quick second. CG, you want to respond and answer that question and stuff?
Well, first, there's a couple different things you can do. I mean, as a father, if you have joint custody, well, let's say if you don't, you need to file for joint custody. You need to tell them how much time you are spending with your kid and document that during that time. Let's say you have your child for the summer. If you have joint custody on the books, you'll get child support during the summer. So, I mean, a lot of people go into it and say, well, it's not fair for me, but they don't research to figure out what they can do before they even go in there. If you have joint custody, if you have your child during the summer, 2 months, that's when you'll be receiving the support. Like, look at it like that. It
is
that
from Jersey or is it from New York?
No, that's am I?
That must be Jersey. I got joint custody now. I got joint custody now. She don't get
and
nothing.
You have joint custody. How often do you have your child?
I have my kids come, my daughters come to me from Thursday to Sunday. They with my mother now for the whole summer. She's supposed to have a month for the summertime, and then I went to court to have my mother have a month, and I have it. But, you know, my mother, they like to stay with my mother. They stay with my mother for the whole summer. She don't send nothing, no ticket money, do nothing.
Let me ask you a question. You filed for joint custody. Did you also file for child
support?
No,
I had custody. I had custody. I agreed to joint custody because I had custody.
I agreed to joint custody. Okay,
you understand what I'm saying?
Hold on, I'm trying to help you. So you had custody. You agreed to joint custody,
right,
correct?
Exactly.
And you have your child from Thursday to Sunday, and you have it for the whole summer, right? You have your child for the whole summer.
My mom's got him for the whole summer.
Mom has
my mom for the whole summer, yeah.
Okay, so now that you know that for the whole summer, that you, even though it's with your mother, it's still the child is still. Let me stop saying it. Is it a boy or girl?
It's three girls.
Three girls. Okay, your three children, your three daughters, are still in your possession, whether they're with you or your mother or not. They're not with the mother of your child, right?
Exactly.
You need to file for custody during this period. You need to say, listen, they're with me this whole summer, so I should get child support right now.
Oh no! Don't get it wrong. I did that already. We have a court date.
So you filed for child support so that children are with you, you get paid.
No, I didn't even file for child support. I said, you know, I'm not gonna even go through this. I'm just going straight for custody, back for custody again, because when we had custody, you know, everything was good. But I put joint custody, it was too much. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of things she wasn't doing with my daughter. They was walking home from school by themselves. You know, just a lot of stuff. She leave them in the house by themselves. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm gonna be real with you. You agreed to joint custody. It's gonna be hard to get full custody back from the mother. That's what they're really gonna give you hell, because when it comes to custody, taking it from a child or taking them from their mother, that's where they're going to really give you hell. You think that they're against you now? Go ahead and try to file for full custody.
But the whole thing about it is that a lot of different things that they was doing now when they got us. She said a lot of stuff, but then at the same time, she didn't fulfill it. First of all, they're not supposed to be in the house by themselves. That's number one. She had them walking to school by themselves, walking to school and fucking home. She got a CPS case on her, open on her. You understand what I'm saying? So
when you go to court as the man, you already know you're going to go there. You're going to talk to that judge, and you're going to say, she leaves my children at home by themselves. And you know what she's going to say? No, I don't. And you know what the judge is going to say? I believe her.
Listen, when I go there and stuff like that, like I said, I have everything written down. Like I said, this is not my first time going to court. Yeah, so these are not my first three kids that I had in custody. My other three kids that I had in custody, my daughter's 25. My son is 21. My other daughter's 22. You know what I'm saying? And I had them in my custody since they was babies. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not new to none of this. When I go in court, I got everything written down on what she did and what she didn't do, when they walked home and when they stayed in the house by themselves, where she was at, what time she going. I'm going in with everything because this is how I have to go. I'm not going in just telling the judge nothing. My lawyer is going to have all this information because I got a book that's written down with everything, the dates, the time, and everything. Plus, what my daughters were telling me the time that they was out. And the CPS letter that I got from the CPS caseworker that she has open. So I'm not walking in, like that. I'm going right.
Real quick, due to the fact that we only got a call in my minutes and stuff, we got three callers on the line. I want to get them in real quick, you know what I'm saying, before we wrap up the show. But this has been real heated right here, right now. Caller from the 843, you're live in the building with the Queens and King. We have, Chef Pierre in here, and Julian and Renacy, our King, and CG Michelle, the expert, our Queen. Panelists live in the building, and our listeners and callers. Caller from the 843, we're talking about child support. How do you feel?
Well, you know, I'm listening to everybody, and the guys sound very good about what they're saying, and, you know, and I'm really sorry that they have to go through those changes, but sometimes you have to go through changes to make things better. I mean, you know, it looks like that she might be winning this time, or, you know, she's getting all the money, but things, it'll get better. You know, all you got to do is keep fighting the right way. Some way, something is not right in the system, so you just got to keep fighting until you get your way about the situation. And, yeah, we have problems. They try to destroy the family. Yeah, they do that all the time. But if you notice, the system is the only thing they take away is the black man's money. Because if he don't have no money, he can't do right to his family. And that's the first thing the system grabs at. And you just have to fight for what you want and end up getting it. That's all. And just keep fighting.
Definitely. Thank you, Aunt Susie. You know, definitely check out www.mzsuzzie.com, your spiritual advisor. Thank you so much, Aunt Susie, you know, for giving your piece on that. And stay on the line with us, though. We got two more callers. We're going to try to bring you guys in real quick to say your piece on it. Caller from the 347. New York is hot tonight. 347-627, you're live in the building with the street, the movement, the panel. Our expert, C.G. Michelle, our panelist, our queen, and our King Renacy, Chef Pierre, queen, and all our wonderful callers, and Mr. Black live in the building. We just, you know, getting it in. We talking about child support, 347. Talk to us.
Okay, thanks for having me. Good night, everybody. Peace.
How you doing? All right.
I'm all right. Thank you. I wanted to say, someone said earlier, caller said earlier about if they were to take out, if they were to, like, lower the payments as far as child support goes, then maybe the brothers would start paying more. But I want to say, why must it even be that it has to be lowered for the brothers to pay more? Why shouldn't the brothers be, I would think that the brothers would be scared or, you know, somewhat apprehensive of even going through all that, going through the system, having to, you know, go in and out the court, meeting the judge and all of that, you know, to have to have the man take the money out of his check instead of coughing it up himself, taking it out of his pocket himself.
Amen.
And giving it up. But with that being said, though, I want to look at a bigger, I want to look at something bigger, a bigger picture besides just the money that's being taken and stuff. I want to look and talk about what this creates, and it creates an animosity between men and women. This is what I really think is the bigger picture, that it creates a division now between man and woman.
Amen.
You know, and this affects, and in this way, it affects the child more than what the child is not getting, you know.
Yes, it does.
What do you think?
Very well said.
Definitely, definitely.
Well, you know, every case is not the same. You know, you got some cases, regardless how you fight or what you give up, it still ain't enough for the opposite partner. So every case is not, it's not the same. And yes,
exactly.
The child
every
misses
case
out.
It's not the same. And you know what? A brother said earlier, you know, some comments were made about, you know, the woman is taking the money and she's hitting the clubs and stuff and the child is not getting. And like you said, every case is not the same. Now, you have some women who are doing right by that money who don't go to the clubs. You understand what I'm saying? Who are about, you know, raising their children the right proper way. But at the same time, they're vindictive. Okay?
You can't, if you know my brothers. Right, but everybody's not the same. We're not talking about the goody-goody ones. We're not talking about the parents that do the right thing. We're not talking about the parents that, you know, can get along with that mate so they do have a child.
No, what I'm saying is they can do right by their child, but they're not doing right by their child's father.
Yeah, well, you have some, you're right. You're absolutely right. And you have some you can't even talk to, regardless if it's a woman or a man. You just have people out like that you just cannot deal with. So the only way you can deal with them is going through court. They don't hear nothing else but the court. They don't hear nothing but that bang on the judge when she bangs something or when he bangs something. There's some people out here you can't talk to. And it is people out here that take the money and don't put nothing on their child. Not all women do that, and not all men skip their children. But you do have that out here. That's why we have this type of problem.
It's a shame that it has to come down to that, though.
No, because they should be loved enough just because they have this child and be able to relate to each other and do what they have to do. But when you have a partner on the other side that don't want to do that, you got to take another step.
Yeah, you know what, people, I really wish I could extend this to like 3-4 hours, but you know, Blog Talk, you know, is hating on me right now. You know, 2 hours is all they're giving. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, give us on the show. But, hey, if y'all really feeling like this, you know, hey, we might have to, you know, do another show on this child support. I didn't know it was going to get this heated like that. you know, we definitely have to talk about child support. Maybe next week, maybe continue this on maybe like 30 more minutes next week, or you know what I'm saying, next Thursday. But, you know, we want to definitely, you know, thank all the callers and all the listeners that came through. You know, Renna CZ, our king, our expert, CZ Michelle, our queen, Emma E2K Magazine, all of our queens. Shout out to Lissette and Felicia Sabri. And, you know, definitely Chef Pierre, Julian, Black. And also Miss Cookie that's listening on the line, the young lady that just called, Susie, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know what I'm saying, check us out at streetqueensofmovement.ning.com and email us at streetqueensofmovement. And all the new situations that's going on with child support, we'll be posting up on Street Queens the Movement for the men or women that want to look up. You know, the CG will provide us with that information. We'll post it up. Maybe it can help you on your situation. But we want to wrap it up, and basically, what are your final thoughts, starting off with Renacy? What are your final thoughts, Renacy, in regards to child support and this whole situation?
Well, I'm with, you know, like I made the point earlier, but I'm glad the sister, I didn't catch her name. I'm glad she came in.
D.
And, what's your name?
D.
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 I love you for what you said.
Thank you.
I feel like I was... That was my point exactly at the beginning of the show, man. I feel like we need to take it back into our own hands, man. You know what I'm saying? Like adults, and realize the children, you know what I mean, are at the forefront, man. And that the focus should be on them, not money, not this, not that. All the others just distractions and you know, whatever.
That's definitely what it is, man. You definitely spoke some real stuff right there, Renacy, and I want to thank you. I love you, my brother, for always coming through. And, you know, speaking and dropping your jewels on the show, man. And CG, what are your final thoughts on the situation?
I would just say people need to research their state laws. Get all the information you can get before going in there. If you know you have a situation that could turn ugly, file first, you know, and try to monitor everything, whether you do it through enforcement or whether you do it through direct pay. But just keep track of everything. And, I mean, if you need any other advice or whatever, I'll be here.
Definitely. That's what's up, man. You know, our expert today, CG Michelle. I love you, girl. You know, that's my queen right there. And Julian, what are your final thoughts on it?
Well, the young lady that just checked in at 347, yeah, I agree with her to a certain extent, but we definitely go back to the essence of talking it out because we have this kid together. You understand? It ain't like when we have a kid, we are bond forever. But relating, you know, reiterating to what she was saying, not all mothers are like that, where they can sit down and have a one-on-one with you and talk it over about the money situation without going to court. See, every situation with a man is different. You understand? Because a lot of the time, the woman is vindictive. Everything is different. She scorns, she hurts, she's trying to make you suffer. So, I mean, with response to what she's saying, not all females are alike. You got females out there that don't believe in that system. They just talking, hey, let's have a one-on-one. Okay, what you can contribute to to my half, and let's make it work, and let's make it happen. But half of the time, they just want to take you to court. Every situation is different, but I really feel that what she was saying, and you know, I commend on that. But every situation is different. Always remember that. Every situation is different.
That's definitely the truth. And Chef Pierre, what are your final thoughts on the issue?
I agree to the young lady and Julian. To me, I think the only way that will work and go to like that is it starts from child support. If they call the father and they call the mother and then sit down before they start taking money. And doing this and that, maybe it can work out better that, you know what I'm saying, it won't be, you know, too much of a, you know, taking too much from him or too much on her, however the situation may be. You know what I'm saying? I believe it needs to start from child support. That's the only way. Because I could talk to her 1 week, she could say, yeah, and then at the same time, she could talk to her girlfriend and say, well, you know what, I'm getting this. You understand what I'm saying? That's going to change everything. You
definitely.
Know what I'm saying? All that is just words with me and her saying. I think it needs to start from child support. Once it starts from child support and they could get the parents and the father to sit down, the mother and the father to sit down, and to sit down and discuss, okay, well, if you're making this, okay, if you're making that, you know what I'm saying, how can we work this out and arrange things for the child? Okay, yeah, of course. Then I believe it could work. But rebel words to each other, it's not going to happen.
Mediator. Real talk right there. And Black, how do you feel about your final thoughts on this issue?
Okay.
Black, are you with us?
I'm here. Yeah, you know I mean, like I said, it's a heated conversation, man. It's definitely heated, and conversation that we definitely got to deal with. You know, my thought on it, like, you know, like other callers, some good points. But, you know, the situation needs to be dealt with in a better manner. You know what I'm saying? You got good, and you got other folks doing good. So, we just try to, you know, try to communicate better, because mainly that's the main situation, you know, communication. That communication is, like, kind of, you know, cross. So, I mean, that's what we got to work on, that conversation. So,
definitely some thoughts. And Aunt Susie, what are your final thoughts on the situation?
You know, the only thing that I have as final thoughts is that the only reason why we go to child support is because we couldn't sit down and talk to each other. I don't think two people want to go to court, but when it seems like they can't sit down and communicate with themselves, they have to take it to another level. And the system is a beast, and if you don't know how to deal with it, you will get swallowed up in it. And I think it should be, first thing they should do is try to communicate with each other because of the child. But if it can't be done that way and you know you need help with your child, then you have to take another step, whether it's a man or a woman. And when we speak about people having problems, it doesn't mean everyone is the same. But some people is just nasty, and you have to take them through the system.
Definitely. That's some real talk right there. That's some real jewels right there, Aunt Susie. And Dee, your final thoughts on the situation, and I want to really thank you on all your points that you did make. What's your final thoughts, Dee?
I don't care to elaborate any further than I did and stuff, because I wasn't really here for the beginning. I came towards the end, but that is the most that I want to say for now. I hope that we can continue this topic next week. I want to call in again.
Definitely,
yeah.
Man. I got to thank you, Dee. I got to thank all of you guys on Susie, Chef Yeah, CD Michelle, Brenda CZ, Black, everybody, E2K Magazine, Emma. I mean, just everybody that came through, even the callers that we didn't get to, you know, we're sorry. But we will continue this 30 more minutes next week on Thursday. We'll have our expert, CG, if she's not there earlier, at least I'll have the information for you guys to talk about it. But this was a heated subject. It needs to be changed. At the end of the day, you know, it takes two to tango. These children don't ask to be born out here in this world. So man up, woman up, and take your responsibility and be a parent. You know, it's actually our honor and a duty. So stand up and do what you got to do and take care of your child. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, log on to www.streetqueensthemovement.ning.com. We want to thank our sponsors, www.mzsuzzie.com, your spiritual provider and teacher. Also, Diverse Media Group, LLC.com, and strictlybunt1.com. You know, and check out, you know, Strictly Want One show about child support also. You know, it was definitely a heated subject. Check out on Blog Talk Radio also. That's each and every Saturday at noon. And check us out each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock, same time, same place. We love all of you guys. We want to thank you, and we love you. And, you know, you just officially got stamped by the Street Queen. For real. You already know what it is. I love you all. And, you know, let's go out and talk to our Congress members. Let's talk to our state representatives. Let's talk to them about reform and make change. Remember MJ said, we're talking to that man in the mirror. The man in the mirror is you. It starts with you, me, and everybody else. Let's make change with this whole situation, man, because people don't have to suffer. The kids don't have to suffer, because at the end of the day, they suffer. Remember that. Street Queens, the movement. Always informing you about real topics, real issues, real radio. We want to thank everybody, man. It was definitely some hot stuff. And we're out. Peace, everybody.
Peace.
All right, thanks.
She never slowed down. She doesn't know why, but she knows that when she's all alone.